Well, good morning. 740 Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
How you doing?
Well, let's get right to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring? You're looking to start that new career? Look no further than Specialite. Great starting pay, benefits, room to grow. You want to start a career, not just a job, a career. Visit special-lite.com and get started on that career today, right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's an industry you won't miss if it dies out, if/when it dies out? I'm sure a lot of ones we're going to talk about today are
on the chopping board. Sometimes it just doesn't work that way, though. You know,
Just keep hanging on.
I think the go-to here is going to be telemarketing, right?
For sure. I think that's, let's just put that out there, because there's a couple comments on Facebook. Let's just put telemarketing phone scammers like on its own level. Like, that is
like,
right
who
there.
Who likes it? Nobody enjoys that. Nobody, it's just, it needs to go.
But dude, it never will.
Knock on wood. My phone's been a little better. It's almost like it goes in stages. But I'm not joking. Like 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, I got 16 spam phone calls. 16. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how is this even possible? How is this a thing? And I know of, it's like, does this really work? How are people even doing? But then we did that report like a couple weeks ago where in 2020, phone scammers made like $6 billion.
How?
Yeah, exactly. Because there's so
people
many
are actually
more.
Buying. See, you people are there contributing to this. Ugh. I'm making it worse.
I think, all right, it's safe
it's
to
not
say.
Going away.
If it's safe to it's safe to say, if you're the type of person that gets tricked by phone scammers, if you've ever lost money to a phone scammer, I don't think you should reproduce.
I just don't think you should be giving your credit card number over the phone, guys. That's a number one thing, right? Hey, sit down. Sit down for a second. Do whatever you need to do. You can sit there for hours and hours and listen to the telemarketer. That's fine. Just don't give them the credit card number.
Don't give them
don't
anything.
Don't do that.
Don't give them anything. Oh, wait, this is the IRS. I'm going to go to jail if I don't pay my back tax. Sure, here's my Social Security number. Don't. If someone calls you unsolicited, that means you did not ask them to call you. That means they are not there to help you out. They're there to steal your money, all right?
And unless you're going to pick up some food from somewhere, carry out. It's the only time you should ever be given your credit card number over the phone.
I'm still even sketchy about that. I'm like, I'll pay cash.
I don't
know if I trust you. I even do that now. I've been wanting to buy the online. I've been wanting to buy the Banjo Minnow, and I'm like, is this a legit website? I don't know. I'm going to wait.
It's sketchy.
Because they're everywhere. And like I said, when you get 16 spam phone calls in a day, you're like, what is wrong with society that this is still there? So telemarketers, absolutely on their own level.
You
right
gave
there.
Them that's the it. Credit card? What? Well, seemed like a good deal.
So right there. That's it.
Telemarketing.
I thought it was my extended warranty. My car. Mm-hmm.
Grandpa, you don't even drive a car anymore.
Well, I know, but he was very convincing. Mm-hmm. Very convincing.
Right, mine's going to be kind of
You got one?
Bit.
Yeah. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, you know, outside of telemarketing, because that's definitely number one. But hear me out. You know, I love these stores. I do. But it seems like anytime there's like a good location where something like an Olive Garden could go up or something cool, you know, for some kids or what, it's either a car wash or an auto parts store. And, you know, I love the auto parts store because you need your auto parts. I get it. But do we need one on every corner, you know? It's like, there's one, like a spot in Stevensville, I think, one time. Well, the old 5 o'clock, if anybody remembers that. I think they're initially going to turn that into an auto parts store. Just, God, my car is clean. You know, I don't know. You can peter out for me a little bit.
Just a little bit. Maybe not completely, but I just peter off just a little bit.
You know, we love them. I love them. You know, they do great things. But every corner, come on.
You just want to see it. Just relax a little bit on it. That's what you're saying.
Just a little
bit. That's fair. I have two that I'm going to give you. One of them is cash advance stores. You see them on the corners, right? Like payday loan stores. Dude, they are such a scam. The fees on them are ridiculous.
Cash advance. I guess I don't know really what you're talking about.
Like, you at the corner of, Mall Drive and M139, that one cash advance store? Okay. You know, where you go in, you give them a check, and then they give you the cash advance, and then on your next payday, you have to pay them back. But the interest on them is like 45, 50%. It's insane.
Really?
Dude, it unfortunately.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Just grab cash, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just grabbing cash because there's a huge fee to it and you have to pay them back. And if you don't, it's just massive. And they're garbage. It's a garbage place.
It's a garbage
for stuff like that. It's terrible. The other one is timeshares.
Oh, yeah. Timeshares.
Dude. There are literally.
I've never done a timeshare, but dude, I've heard they're like, well, you get to go on vacation for free, but no, there's something there, though, guys.
You're sharing a place with someone else, okay? You can only go certain dates, all right? It's the biggest ruse. There's literally advertisements for lawyers saying, hey, were you conned into a timeshare? I'm going to help you get out of it. Timeshare.
How's the timeshare thing work? So they give you a free vacation. They like fly you there or something, but they try to sell you the timeshare so you can keep going back.
So they lure you in with all this great stuff like, oh, you can get a check for $500. Then we'll give you a Visa card and this and a free. But you have to sit through this seminar. And then sign up for timeshares. Timeshares are garbage, and they need to go away. All right, it is a garbage thing.
I've run by garbage stores.
Yeah,
run the seminars and the timeshares of like they wouldn't let us leave. They wouldn't blah blah blah. Yep. It was basically jail.
Yeah, yep.
Like, right, really. There.
Yep, needs to die off. There's no good thing. No, nothing good. Well, it's run by garbage people. So.
I'll just chalk it up as anything that's free, there's a catch.
Always.
Just to let you know. There's another life hack for you. Nothing's free.
Like this show. This show is free, but it's garbage. So that's the catch right there.
There's a catch.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's an industry you won't miss once it dies out, if and when? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around.
Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 753, Brock Hunter.
Morning. Here we go.
Just hit my head on the microphone. Good God. I was trying to deep throat the mic and knock myself out.
What are you doing over there?
I'm going crazy. Hey, let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What's an industry you won't miss if it dies out? Let's take a phone call here, see what you think. WIRX, hello.
I got a good one.
All right.
Dollar General.
How dare you? I love the dollars. Any dollar store? No way, man.
No.
And my reasoning behind this is it'd be all right if they were maybe one every 10 or 15 miles. But every time you turn around, it's like that old movie, Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Nice. Look,
they water the ground, boom, there's the Dollar General.
You could be out in the middle of the daggum woods,
and there's a Dollar General.
Is it terrible that I will check multiple Dollar Generals to see the different selections that they have in different areas?
Come on.
You know what? That doesn't surprise me.
I have a problem. All right, man. Good answer. Thanks for the call.
There you go.
They really are just kind of tucked up in the corners and random spots.
Love it.
There's a Dollar General.
Don't tell me you don't get excited when you see a Dollar General or a Dollar Tree.
I always pop in to see what they got.
Great deals, man. I get a lot of gifts at those stores. We got some great answers on Facebook. What's an industry you won't miss if it dies out? Lewis said tobacco, which is interesting. That'd probably be better for me because then I just stop having an excuse to smoke. Our buddy Jeff Street said extended warranties. We'd like to talk to you about your car's extended warranty. Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Would you like to buy our extended warranty? No, I do not. No.
No, I don't want.
What about Lucas? Lucas said OnlyFans type websites. What do you think about that, Hunter? I know how you feel about OnlyFans. So we're on OnlyFans.
We got an OnlyFans.
I guess those don't really bother me too much. You know, if some guy wants to spend money watching some chick in her bedroom, go for it. All right. If some dude wants to make money dancing on OnlyFans, go for it. I don't care.
I got the best answer. Just thought of it.
You have an industry that you won't miss if it dies out. What do you got?
Beauty pageants of all sorts.
Good answer. That should die out now. That should be, yeah.
I know we've ranted multiple times about it, but yeah. Let's put a bunch of girls up here and judge them.
Yeah. Young girls. Young, impressionable women that, you know, didn't do anything wrong. They're just there because their mom wants them to be on.
What a weird thing.
If you don't get this dance right, little Sally, I'm going to beat you when you get home. Okay, Mom. All right, I got it. You got it. What was another one I had? I had a good answer. what was it? Ticket scalping. Like ticket, I shouldn't say scalping. Like Ticketmaster, ticket buying services. Dude, what
all
a,
the fees?
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous, dude.
And I'm very fortunate to be in the industry that I'm in, and I usually get tickets, you know, for a lot of stuff. But, like, I'm trying to think, the last thing that Kiki and I went to was a Tom Petty show there in Chicago. Dude, it was, like, $50
Why?
In fees.
Why is it it's not,
yeah.
It's not like it's heavy. It's not like you got to ship anything.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not like, what are you doing? You're not, you're just setting up a website.
Yep.
So, dude, we went to a Michigan game one time. I think it was $130 for the tickets, right?
Yeah.
$130 a piece. Go to checkout. Go to buy my ticket. Oh, that's about $130. It's probably going to be like $140 maybe after tax. It's like $190.
Yeah.
After taxes. Like, what?
Yeah. Unbelievable, dude. And for no reason.
That is absurd. It's
Yep. Right there. They can go. And didn't they just got sued, didn't they? Aren't they pay a bunch of people back
or
something?
Shut it down.
Yeah.
Take them down. That's what we need to do.
It's easy. It's easy. Just shut it. The F down.
Shut it. Scorched earth. Come on.
Yeah, just find the CEO, Ticketmaster, and beat him to death. All right, that's a little far. Maybe slap him around a little bit. You know, slap him around a little bit. And I think, what if we just say in general, and maybe not, because we do so much on it. Maybe I'm just being too far. But should we say influencers or like social media? Like TikTok, I would be happy. Like those type of platforms, out the window.
I just hate that name.
Yeah.
Influencer.
Yeah.
What are you influencing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're dancing around in front of your phone's camera like you're 7 years old in front of that Sony hand cam in 1997. Caption, that's what you're doing.
The caption says you're promoting 25% off discount for this new protein powder, but
it's not a job.
But all it is you twerking in front of the camera. I don't see how the correlation. Buy my protein powder, 25% off today if you use promo code TWERK. It's like, what? Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
The latest one I've been seeing a lot now are these model golfers.
Yeah.
You can smash the ball. I'm not taking anything away from their golf game. But do you have to put on the shortest skirt and the tightest out? We know what you're doing.
Yeah. I
like my golf in my tight shirts and my short skirts in separate areas.
My favorite.
I don't need them combined.
My favorite is the lady, and I've seen multiple videos, the lady that tries on Amazon bikinis from Amazon, swimsuits from Amazon, and reviews them. Dude, millions of views. Millions of views. Yep. So today we're going to be trying this one from Amazon. So all you guys, if you just want to take your pants off now, grab the lotion because that's what you're going to be doing. So, all right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.